Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, July 3rd. Happy 59th birthday to actor Tom Cruise. I'm Chris Swan, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. The Woodstock Public Safety Foundation is holding a raffle for the family of a fallen Holly Springs officer. The Woodstock Career Center is reopening for in-person services on July 6th. Woodstock named Mayor Henriquez Grand Marshal for the July 4th parade. The Canton Police Department added two electric motorcycles to its fleet. A Woodstock native was accepted to Mercer's Accelerated Medical Track Program. And finally, Kennesaw State quarterback Ladarius Clardy was shot and killed in Florida.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
In an effort to help the family of fallen Holly Springs police officer Joe Burson, the Woodstock Public Safety Foundation is holding a raffle with a Yeti backpack cooler and an AirPods Pro set being sold off. Tickets are $10 each, with 100% of the proceeds going to Burson's family. Tickets can be purchased online or at the Woodstock Public Safety Foundation tent at the July 9th event of the Woodstock Summer Concert Series at the Northside Hospital Cherokee Amphitheater in downtown Woodstock. Raffle winners will be announced during the concert. Officer Burson passed away June 16th due to injuries he sustained during a traffic stop on Hickory Road. The death remains under investigation.
What would each of you say is your worst quality?
Well, I am a workaholic.
Well, I push myself too hard.
Well, it takes me a long time to learn anything. I'm kind of a goof-off.
Okay, that'll do.
Little stuff starts disappearing from the workplace.
That's enough.
WorkSource Atlanta Regional will reopen its career resource centers in Cherokee, Clayton, Douglas, Fayette, Gwinnett, Henry, and Rockdale counties for in-person services and appointments starting on July 6th. The centers have assisted job seekers and employers virtually since March of 2020. The hours and capacity vary by site. Staff will continue to offer services via phone and online. The Career Resource Centers offer services that include training, one-on-one career counseling, and job readiness workshops, as well as assistance with resume writing and filling out job applications. Funding for transportation, childcare, and other services are also available. The centers offer internet access, printers, and personal meeting spaces to conduct phone interviews.
Oh, but ain't that America, you and me? Ain't that America, something to see, baby? Ain't that America, home of the free?
Woodstock Mayor Donnie Henriquez will serve as the Grand Marshal for the city's July 4th Spectacular Parade, which starts at 10 a.m. on Monday in downtown Woodstock. Mayor Henriquez has served as mayor since 2006, following a term as the council member for Ward 6 between 2000 and 2004, and he has previously announced he will not seek another term after this year. He has represented Woodstock in leadership roles with the Georgia Municipal Association, the Atlanta Regional Commission, the Cherokee County Municipal Association, the Cherokee County Planning Commission, the Cherokee Board of Health, and the National League of Cities. He is also a member of the American Legion Woodstock Post 316, the Kiwanis Club, the Optimists of Town Lake, the CASA Board of Directors, and the Cherokee Chamber of Commerce. During his time serving the city, he championed the creation of a senior center in the community, which now has more than 600 members and serves Woodstock, South Cherokee County, and parts of Cobb County. Under his leadership, Woodstock created a Parks and Recreation Department, constructed the Northside Hospital Cherokee Amphitheater, constructed a new fire station, and constructed a Veterans Memorial in the Park and City Center, among other accomplishments. The parade will begin at 10 a.m. on Monday at Woodstock Elementary School and travel south through downtown Woodstock to the Sam's Club parking lot near Main Street and Highway 92.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540.
That's 800-659-7540.
What's the first thing potential customers and clients are going to do when they check out your business? They're going to look at your website. And if your website isn't impressive, they're going to move on and find one that is. Premium Web Design is here to help. Premium Web Design can create a custom website for your specific needs. Ever heard of SEO? Premium Web Design does that too. Don't lose customers because you have a crappy website. Contact Premium Web Design today at premiumwebdesign.com.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
The Canton Police Department is adding a new form of patrol, two electric motorcycles that they say will help to enhance community safety and support Canton's sustainability goals. Three Canton officers are trained and certified to operate the motorcycles. They will be used throughout the year for traffic enforcement, concerts, parades, trails, and special events. The motorcycles are manufactured by Zero Motorcycles and are designed for on- and off-road use. Woodstock native Alexis Chamberlain Bateman has been accepted to an accelerated track program for primary care in the Mercer University School of Medicine. The Primary Care Accelerated Track Program allows students interested in a career in family medicine, general internal medicine, or pediatrics to have the opportunity to complete their medical school coursework in an accelerated 3-year program of study. Alexis said she was excited to be accepted into the program, not only to help ease the financial burden of medical school, but also because her personal goals aligned with its mission. She's also proud of her Woodstock roots and feels the local community has contributed greatly to her success. Scholarships are awarded to highly qualified medical students upon the completion of their first year of medical school, covering tuition for the second and third years. These students must be in good academic standing and have a strong desire to practice primary care in a rural area. After graduation, ACT scholars are guaranteed a residency with one of MUSM's primary teaching hospital partners. After residency, scholars are required to participate in 3 years of continuous, full-time primary care medical practice in a medically underserved or rural area of Georgia. Congratulations, Alexis. Ladarius Clardy, a backup quarterback for the Kennesaw State football team, was killed in a shooting overnight on Wednesday in his Florida hometown. The 18-year-old was found dead with several gunshot wounds early Thursday in a car that crashed into a large ditch in the city. An unidentified 19-year-old male passenger was hospitalized, with his condition unknown as of Thursday afternoon. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said in a news conference that more than 50 rounds were shot into the vehicle. Ladarius Clardy had only returned to Pensacola from Georgia hours before the shooting.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. You can add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.